Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call right now to 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about love, and we're in the definition of love, and we've gotten to this aspect of it. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. And these two are paired together, and they're paired together because evil is something that suppresses truth. That's the nature of evil. It's something that suppresses truth. That's exactly what Satan did in the garden. He tried to deceive Adam and Eve by suppressing the truth and lifting up lies. And that's what we see in this world today. You know, we see young girls are being kidnapped and used for sex trafficking. And how are they kidnapped? They're lured into situations where evil kind of takes over. We remember Bernie Madoff and his Ponzi scheme, and he deceived people out of millions and millions of dollars. What was all that? It was suppressing truth. Well, love's not like that. Love does not suppress the truth. Love connects us to the truth, truth that will set us free. So these two are the opposite ends of the game here. So love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. That's good news, isn't it, guys?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know, it really makes me think of this battle that people have, at least in their minds. They say, you know, isn't grace great, but we also need truth. You know, they're trying to balance grace and truth. And here, you know, we've always made the point that you don't really balance grace and truth. It's not grace against truth or truth against grace. The reality is the truth is that God's grace is what sustains us. And it's the same with love. It's not the love of God against the truth. We don't need a balance of love and truth. But here we're seeing that love rejoices in the truth. So there's total compatibility there. And, you know, the love of God rescues us from sin. And the love of God points us to the truth in every situation. So that's why we can rest in the love of God and walk in truth at the very same time. We don't need to be scared of too much grace, and we certainly don't need to be scared of too much love from God, because it's the love of God that points us to the truth.
Yeah, and I think of what Paul was saying as he wrote to the Colossians. You know, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing in the world and in you as well, since the time that you heard the grace of God in all of its truth. So as you were saying, when we're talking about truth, we're talking about the truth of the grace of God. We're talking about the truth of the very nature of God, the fact that God is love. That's the truth that sets us free. And when we respond to that truth, we experience forgiveness, we experience life, and we learn to walk in freedom. So that's why God does not delight in evil. That's why love does not delight in evil, because it puts people in bondage. That's the whole reason that God tried to trap mankind, that Satan tried to trap mankind from the very beginning, to put us into bondage, to rob us of our freedom, of that relationship we have with Christ Jesus. That's why the world needs love. That's why we need to lift up the person of Christ Jesus, the one who is love, the one who can set us free from the lies of this world.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel, everybody. We have plenty of open lines. If you'd like to join us by phone, you can do that right now. 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742, a line available for you right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Rockville, Maryland, and talk with Jim, listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Jim.
How you all doing, gentlemen? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I talk about the Lord, and I ask particularly women what nature of God, and they say God is love. And I said, well, God loves us unconditionally, for sure. I think he loves. We're just being living here in existence is the expression of God's unconditional love for his human creatures. But if you take it a step further, salvation. Now, I don't think salvation is, to achieve salvation, it's conditional love. Is it not, gentlemen, not unconditional love?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by achieving salvation there, Jim. I mean, I would say that we don't achieve salvation. We receive salvation. And the way that we receive it is because it's a free gift. So that sounds unconditional.
Well, we can lose that, can we not? Once saved, always saved? Or I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Is it once saved, always saved?
Yeah, I believe it is once saved, always saved,
okay.
And that's what we teach at Basic Gospel, because we begin to look at the work of the cross and we ask ourselves, well, how many sins did Jesus die for? And of course, the answer to that is all, and so that's why we have eternal security, because anything that could ruin it for us, anything that could cause us to lose our salvation, well, we would call that a sin. And what did Jesus do? He died for our sins, and he paid in full for our sins, and he took away our sins. So when we put our confidence in the blood of Jesus, it's really hard to come up with a reason that we could ruin it, because, wait a minute, Jesus is the one who secured it for us. So in that sense, it is an unconditional love. And that's why we need to really rest in the truth of that, because, you know, people are shaking their fists at heaven and crying out to God, God, I want to know your love. I want to feel your love. I want to experience your love. And in order to really enjoy God's love, we have to come down to the truth of the matter. And the truth is that Christ took away all our sins, not some of them, and he remembers our sins no more. So that's going to cause us to really celebrate Jesus in the best way we can.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Well, it sure does. But does that we have judgment? You believe in final end days and judgment day? Do you not? Wouldn't that be problematic? Who is to be judged on judgment day? That would beg the question.
Right. Yeah. So Jesus answered that question. He said, whoever believes in me is not judged, but whoever does not believe in me stands judged already. So there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Christians won't be judged for their sins because Jesus took away our sins. But there is a final judgment. And if I were an unbeliever who had not received the gift of salvation, then I would be judged for my sins. But the good news of the gospel is that Christ has forgiven your sins and taken them away.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I wouldn't define God as love. I more define him as God is judge.
Uh-huh.
God is good, therefore God is just. Therefore God is judge. You think I'm on the wrong track?
No, I think that's an aspect of his character. But see, I need to know God as Father. And if I'm a child of God, then I need to understand how I can come to him with boldness and confidence. And so God the Father is my dad. And what I'm concerned about is that, you know, have you come to a place in your life where you have really rested in what Jesus has done for you to the point that you can call yourself a child of God and call God your Father and realize that he does love you unconditionally, that he would never leave you. Do you feel like you've come to that point?
No. I feel like it's necessary for me to repent every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like, I don't know where repentance falls in the category under unconditional love.
Yeah. Well, you know, repentance is just changing your mind. And so, you know, no matter how many times you stopped sinning and improved your behavior and acted differently, that still wouldn't maintain your salvation. The only thing that maintains your salvation is the fact that the blood of Jesus paid that price. And then, You know, when Christ comes to live inside of you, that's an eternal life. It's not a temporary life. It's eternal. Okay. So there is a way for you to know that you have eternal life and that it can never be taken away. Do you know that you have eternal life living in you?
I you know what, when you say, do I know it?
Yeah.
Am I, you mean, you're asking, am I certain?
Yes.
I think I'm certain of God's, Jesus' love, but I'm not certain of my salvation at this point. I'm certain that he loves me, but I'm not certain of my salvation, and I don't know. That's a sin. Maybe that's a sin in itself. Am I doubting God's love by saying I'm not certain of his salvation? I don't know. See, I'm a little morally confused, I guess.
Right, right. Well, you know, to me, I think it's a very, it's a simple, straightforward solution, and that would be to just call today the day. I mean, call today the day that you put a stake in the ground and you say, I choose to believe that Jesus Christ has taken away all of my sins, not some of them, and I choose to believe that I can open the door of my life and invite Christ to be my eternal life and secure my eternal life and give me eternal life. And, you know, he says whoever opens the door, he will come in and live with that person forever. So it's ultimately putting confidence in the fact that God is truthful, that God is being honest and straightforward, and that you can rest in the promise of God that you can be saved forever because Jesus lives in you and he's the one that secures it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Listen, you've been very generous and gracious with your time. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you know, if that's something that is of interest to you, would you like to pray with us right now and open the door of your life to him forever?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, why don't you pray together with me and just say this as I do. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I open the door of my life.
I open the door of my life.
I invite Jesus Christ to come live in me.
I invite Jesus Christ to come live in me.
And be my eternal life forever.
And be my eternal life forever.
I believe that you took my sins away.
I believe that you took my sins away.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Once and for all.
Once and for all.
So that I can be forgiven.
So that I can be forgiven.
And so that I can know that I have eternal life.
So that I can know that I have eternal life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, it's wonderful that you've called in today. And, you know, Bob is going to probably want to share some information with you about how we can send you a free gift and really to grow in the knowledge that eternal life is real and now, and that you can have that security, and now you do have it.
Well, Jim, what we're going to do is, one, rejoice.
Yes,
you know, it says love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. And when anyone comes to know Christ and is set free by the truth of the gospel, all of heaven rejoices. We're rejoicing with you. And that's what that word rejoice is. It's a shared joy that we have. And certainly that's the case right now, Jim. We're rejoicing on the fact that God has made himself so real to you that you've opened your heart and received him as your eternal life. So we're rejoicing with you, but I also want to send you some resources, a single CD called Drive the Stake that will just solidify this conversation that you've had with Andrew, and we're going to send you some other resources as well, and then we want to stay in contact with you, okay, my friend?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
We're brothers in Christ. We're brothers in grace, And that's good news. So you hold on, Jim. We'll get your contact information, and we'll send you those resources.
Yeah, welcome to the family, right, Jim.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know, guys, how many times do we have to say it? That's why it's very, very important for Basic Gospel to be on the air live each day. And that's why it's important, friends, for you to support the ministry. Richard, God, of course, is blessing and multiplying the gifts for our listener friends. And that's an exciting thing for us. Tell us again how he's doing that.
Well, you just heard how he's doing it. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you've ever given us a dollar or you've given us $100,000. This is why you give. This is why you do what you do and why we do what we do. And I want to give you a quick update. The $25,000 challenge gift that we've been talking about has been met.
Oh, boy.
That means that thanks to your generosity and the generosity of a friend of the ministry, 25% of our goal has been met just in that. But we've received a lot more than that, so we're at around 60%, and we want to finish this strong. We've got today and tomorrow, and we want to finish strong so that we can start off our next fiscal year on a very firm foundation financially, because what we do here is too critical to play games. We don't want to have to be borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. What we want to do is focus on Jesus 100%, and you can help us do that by making sure that you're aligned with us and have come alongside of us at this particular moment in time. And what a privilege. I mean, just what a privilege to be able to share with us as we share with you and talk to people like Jim. That's victory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Friends, join with us with your gift today by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator right now at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. And again, what a privilege to be a part of this.
Yes, indeed. And there may have been some people out there listening as Jim was praying, as Andrew was praying. And if that's the case, we want to hear from you. Simply write to us, send an email to bob@basicgospel.net.
Yes.
That's bob@basicgospel.net. If you prayed along with Andrew and Jim, if that was the prayer of your heart, you wanted to open the door of your heart and receive Christ, we want to send you those same resources and to help solidify what has happened to you today, so you can walk from this point forward in assurance of God's love, convinced that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from the love of God. So write to us, bob@basicgospel.net. Well, let's go to New York and talk with Pete. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, brothers. Good afternoon. I have a question. Did Jesus always have the Holy Spirit indwelt in him, or was there a time, as you know, that he received the baptism with John and they see the dove? And, you know, I'm a little confused.
Well, Pete, one thing I think we have to consider is the virgin birth itself, that Jesus Christ was born of the Spirit. And so, you know, his very nature is that of God. So in the way that the Holy Spirit indwells us, you know, one minute we're there and we are a human without the Holy Spirit, and then we understand the gospel, we believe, we receive, and the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us. But we got to remember that the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Christ. I mean, Romans, Paul refers to the Holy Spirit as
the Trinity. The Trinity, in other words, it's all one.
Yeah, in other words, there's three in one, exactly. And so, you know, we don't want to think of Jesus apart from the Holy Spirit. We don't want to think of the Holy Spirit apart from Jesus. You know, the Trinity is three in one. And so when Jesus walked this earth, he was fully God and fully man. So whether he was indwelt or not, I think the better word is he is and was God. So the Holy Spirit at the baptism there was a picture for those present to really understand that there was a Holy Spirit who would not just be on people but live in people. And at Pentecost, there was the realization of this for the disciples. But my goodness, ever since Jesus was born and the 33 years that he walked the earth, He was fully God that whole time, and he had the wisdom of the Holy Spirit with him and in him at all times. So Jesus, God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are three in one, and that is the beauty of the Trinity, and that's how God could be fully God and fully man at the same time when Jesus walked the earth.
And the other thing, Pete, as far as Jesus, he actually modeled how we are to live while he was on earth. You read in the gospel accounts many places where Jesus said, it's not me doing it, it's the Father doing it through me. So he put aside those godly attributes, and he walked in independence upon his Father. And we're to live in exactly the same way. We're to live in dependence upon him and the Spirit who indwells us in exactly the same way he walked in dependence upon his Father. So he modeled that life of faith for us. For example, he says, it's whatever the Father does, the Son also does. That, you know, these are the words that the Father is giving me to speak. So Jesus was lived in dependence, just as we're to live in dependence upon him. And that's what we can take from that life of Christ and what he was teaching us as far as how we're to live by faith in him.
Like he said, I and the Father are one.
That's exactly right, Pete.
Okay, brothers.
Hey, thanks.
Rest of the afternoon.
Hey, thanks for your call, Pete. We're certainly glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
Let's quickly go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with Dee, listening to us on the Word. Hi, Dee.
Hi there. Hey, I just wanted you to maybe expound a little bit on the once saved, always saved, because this has been a topic of conversation for me and a few friends, and we've debated it in that, and we're all Christians, in that there are certain things that the Bible tells us that we cannot do and enter into heaven. Blasphemy is one of them specifically. And it also says in the Bible that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And that would be interpreted by people who call him Lord, Lord, which
right.
would be believers, because non-believers would not call him Lord, Lord.
Well,
so
lots
I
of people.
Sure.
Lots of people would say, Lord, Lord. In fact, in that context, he says, depart from me, I never knew you. So it's not that I knew you and then got rid of you. It's that I never knew you. So keep that in mind as you talk with your friends, that Jesus was saying, I never knew these people. And if you look at those people's theology, their theology was, Lord, look at what we did for you. We prophesied in your name and we preached in your name. And they're sitting there bragging about their religious works instead of bragging about the work of the cross. And so,
sit next to those people on Sunday sometimes, it says, it goes on
sure.
to say, ye worker of iniquity.
Sure.
And that could be my sister or brother or who I think is my sister and brother.
Yes.
Because they think that if they go to church every Sunday,
correct.
And if
yeah,
they
we're
sing
we're
songs,
running out of we're running out of time here, but yes, absolutely, it could be a so-called brother, it could be a religious person, but the point is that once you're a child of God, you're a child of God. Eternal life is eternal. Hebrews 7:25 says he is able to save us completely because he always lives to intercede for us. So that's where our confidence needs to be.
Dee, let me jump in here real quick. We're just about out of time.
Sorry.
Dee, I want to put you on hold, and we're going to send you a CD called Drive the Stake that answers this, and let this be a topic of discussion for your group, and we certainly appreciate your call. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You hang on.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You hang on.
Friends, a quick reminder that our fiscal year ends at midnight tomorrow night, and you can join us in supporting this life-changing message as we approach the fiscal year end. Remember that we need your ongoing support. The call with Jim just earlier on the broadcast today really, really underscores the fact that we need to be on the air on a continuing basis live to meet listeners at their point of need. So join us. Click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or call right now 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, Andrew Farley, the ministry team, Bob Davis, and God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.